time to separate what is true from what is total BS on Fact or Fiction.
Choose wisely.
Here's Adam the Bull.
All right. Good way to wrap up the show with the latest edition of Fact or Fiction. We've got Tom back in the studio, producer. He will ask me a question, make a comment, and I will tell you whether they are it is fact or fiction. Tom, start us off.
All right, as we discussed thoroughly in hour one of the show, the Chiefs season took a turn yesterday as they released star running back Kareem Hunt in response to shocking video of physical altercation with a woman at a Cleveland hotel in February. With the Reuben Foster incident last weekend and this latest revelation concerning one of the league's most entertaining teams, it seems domestic violence is still a critical issue facing the NFL, and it seems the league still isn't sure how to handle the problem. So fact or fiction, the NFL's entire approach to domestic violence needs another overhaul.
That is a fact. The NFL has done a terrible job of dealing with domestic violence. They've been inconsistent in punishment. They've been inconsistent in investigation. And they have come off as not really caring, just being forced to act when they're forced to act. So, yeah, the whole policy is a disgrace. It needs to be corrected. From a much less important pure football standpoint, Spencer Ware, who's going to be taking over for Kareem Hunt, is actually a really good player. I'm not saying he's Kareem Hunt, but in 2016, before he got hurt and he was kind of transitioning in for Jamaal Charles, he was pretty good. He was pretty good in limited carries in 2015 and in limited carries this year. He is in his career. Remember, he's only 27 years old. His career got hurt last year, but in his career, he's averaged 4.7 yards per attempt. So, and again, he's not old. And I know he's coming off an injury, but he's looked good when he's played. So it's from a less important football standpoint, it's not, they still have a good player. By the way, that hotel that incident took place in is a block away from where I am right now.
Wow.
It's around the corner from where I am. And there was a Johnny Manziel incident with a woman in this same hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
Infamous. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, yes. Infamous hotel. All right. The latest reports out of Columbus, staying in the state of Ohio, are suggesting that Urban Meyer will not coach past 2019 and that Ryan Day will replace him as head coach of the Buckeyes. Many are suggesting that health concerns and controversy will drive the coach to retire entirely after next season. So fact or fiction, Urban Meyer will indeed retire and stay retired after next year.
After next year?
After next year.
After this current season or next season?
Next season.
I'm going to say fiction. I think he's going to retire after this year. I think this is it. I think there's now bad blood between him and, I was going to say the front office, but the administration of Ohio State. There's a lot of fans that are not happy. Now, there's plenty of fans that, like every other fan base, don't care. But there's a lot of fans that are not happy with Urban. His health is a big issue that he's been dealing with. It seems unhealthy for him to stay on the sideline. I would not be surprised if he hangs it up after this season. Forget next season. At the latest next season. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to be coaching that much longer. I'd be surprised.
Back to a TV job, you think?
I think it would be a little trickier because of everything that went on this last offseason.
Right.
You know, I mean, the guy's got so much money. He's had so much success. It seems like he could just ride into retirement. But a lot of times these guys don't like to do it. And, you know, Bobby Knight was a guy who was filled with controversy, and he got a TV job. So, yeah, you're probably right. There's probably a decent chance he'd get one.
Earlier this week, Ben Roethlisberger created some controversy after offering harsh criticism of teammates on his regular radio hit on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He responded to the controversy by saying he's earned the right to be critical of teammates and that he views it as a motivational tactic. So fact or fiction, local radio hits can be effective motivational tools for high-profile pro athletes.
Listen, I'd say fiction. Every situation is individual. I generally don't love players. Let me rephrase that. I like when players criticize other players on the radio because it's good for our business. I like it. But I don't think it's great business generally to criticize your own players. However, I'm not going to be critical of Ben Roethlisberger for this. I'm not critical of Baker Mayfield for his comments on Hugh Jackson. I'm not even critical of Trevor Bauer for basically saying he's better than his own teammate, Corey Kluber, who's been a multiple Cy Young Award winner. Even though Bauer and I have had our battles and he's got me blocked on Twitter because I want players to speak freely. I'll criticize them if they say something over the top offensive or dumb, but I want players to. I hate cliche answers. Nobody really wants that. So, yeah, I'm not going to get on a guy for that. But no, I don't think it's motivational at all.
Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi told the media this week that UCF was a tougher challenge for his Panthers than Notre Dame this season. Pitt, of course, played both teams, losing 45-14 at UCF in September before losing a much closer 19-14 contest in South Bend in October. Fact or fiction, UCF has not gotten nearly enough credit for their 24 straight victories over the last two seasons.
Oh, that's a fact. The snobbery of college football has been in full effect when it comes to UCF. Now, as I fully admit again, I don't consider myself a college football expert. But if it's so, people have said to me, well, they played nobody. Well, but if it's so easy, why doesn't any other team from any of the other conferences do this? But it's very rare that a team goes 12-0 in any conference. And they went, what, didn't they go 14-0 last year, right? Because they won their conference championship and the bowl game. So they went 14-0 last year. They're 12-0 this season. They won 26. They're 26-0 the last 2 years. If it was so easy, other teams would do it, and they don't. I'm not saying that they're one of the four best teams in college football, because I don't know that they are. But if Oklahoma and Ohio State and Auburn, and Georgia lose, I think they deserve their shot at the college football playoff. They have been totally dissed and dismissed. I do think it was embarrassing that they were declaring themselves national champions last year, but they deserve more credit. No matter who they play, still college football, and they're winning every game.
The Dallas Cowboys are on fire after knocking off the Saints on Thursday Night Football and ending New Orleans' 10-game win streak. Fueled by an athletic young defense and their major impact midseason trade for Amari Cooper, Dallas now seems well-placed to take the NFC East crown this season. Fact or fiction, despite his terrible reputation, Jerry Jones is actually underrated as an NFL GM.
Oh, that is total fiction. Jerry Jones is, you know, they're playing well. It's painful for me to give them credit, but I will. They are playing well. It was a great performance. I do not believe Jerry Jones is a good GM. Doesn't mean he hasn't made some good moves. The worst GM ever is going to make some good moves, and the best GMs ever are going to make some bad moves. So, yeah, I mean, he's gotten some things right, no doubt. But overall, since Jimmy Johnson's been fired, and I know they won the Super Bowl either the year after or 2 years after with a team that Jimmy Johnson had put together. But since Jerry Jones has been putting teams together, they haven't won any big games. They barely won a playoff game. They've had some decent records here and there, but they've never won when it mattered. He's stuck with Jason Garrett way too long. And that's going to continue because they're playing. I can't bash him too much at the moment. It looks silly. Great performance. I still don't think he's a good owner in terms of spending money and making money. I still think it's a huge mistake that he makes himself the GM, even though the Cowboys are playing pretty well. And but I'll tell you this. I know they're 7-5, but with their history of choking in big spots ever since the Jimmy Johnson years, it would not surprise me if Philly could get it together and rally to win the division. They'll play in 2 weeks. The game's in Dallas. I'm rooting for Philly to come back and win that division. We'll see.
Okay, last one. Washington and Utah grinded out to a less-than-thrilling Pac-12 championship last night that ended in a 10-3 Huskies win. It was the end to an underwhelming year for the conference, which will fall far short of a college football playoff berth and only had 35,000 fans show up to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara for their championship game. Fact or fiction, the Pac-12's recent slump is becoming a legitimate long-term concern for the conference.
That's fact. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a big issue. They've been bad for a while, right? Oregon was the one team that had a presence for them, and that's gone away. USC is not very good. UCLA, the traditional powerhouse programs in that conference are not getting the job done. And the teams that are good every year always seem to have a bad loss at the end of the season. I think it's a big issue for the Pac-12, 100%. And for now, and listen, things could change in the next couple of years, who knows, but I think for now they are clearly a distant fifth in terms of the power rankings of the major conferences.
Now you know what's true and what's total BS.